Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nearly a century of informing, entertaining, and serving St. Louis. KMOX.
Welcome back to At Your Service. And as I mentioned before the break, the DART mission, it was launched last year to test, really to test a theory that we can nudge a killer asteroid out of the way in the event one is heading towards the Earth. Now, we know that the DART spacecraft impacted the asteroid last week, but was it successful? And in fact, we didn't know anything about this until today. So to answer this and many more of my nerd questions, because I just love these kinds of conversations, I reached out to friend of the show, astrophysicist Dr. Ryan Ogliori, PhD. He's assistant professor of physics at Washington University. Hey, Dr. Ogliori, thanks again for joining us on KMOX.
Yeah, great to be back. Thank you.
Before we get into the specifics of what we learned today, just kind of give us a refresher course on a level that we can understand about the general idea behind the DART mission.
Yeah, so the idea, as you said, is right. So this is a planetary defense mission. The primary objective is to protect us humans from an asteroid headed our way. We don't have a great engineered solution for that. All these things kind of seem simple. We've seen movies about this before, but the reality of it needs to be tested. So that was the goal of this mission, about $320 million, so pretty cheap in the guise of space missions. And there's some cool secondary science that comes out of this, too, about impacts and how asteroids are put together, their kind of material properties. And that stuff is interesting to me, too, as well.
Oh, sure. And you mentioned the movies. And listen, Armageddon is one of my favorite movies, even though there's no science in that absolutely whatsoever. But in those kinds of Hollywood movies, asteroids are blown up with a nuclear detonation. But obviously that introduces in real life a host of new issues. Does this DART mission, this idea of nudging an asteroid with a spacecraft, does that represent a safer choice to protecting the planet?
Yeah, I think it's a better way to go. Granted, you can do it far enough in advance. So we need enough advance warning to see something headed our way. And given that, a kinetic impactor, it's just an object moving at, you know, very fast speeds in space, like 5 miles a second. If we have enough time, then this is the right way to go. And we move it just a little bit, and it's got a long essentially a long lever arm that we move it a little bit very far from Earth, and over the course of you know, a few years by the time, or 6 months or a couple years, by the time it gets to Earth, it will have missed Earth. So that's the ideal thing, granted we can see it far enough in advance, and that works for asteroids. The thing that scares me more are long-period comets coming in from the Oort cloud, because they're very dark, they come at us very, very fast, and something like this, maybe, I don't know, it might not work.
So to put it in baseball terms, instead of it being an off-speed pitch from an asteroid, this is a fastball that we just don't see coming.
That's right, yeah. And so it's coming from far away, and it's got this long orbit, and it's relatively dark, and comets get brighter as they get closer to the sun, but they also get faster. So that's like the real threat to me. But as we saw with this DART mission, it was very cool. So we hit the asteroid, and then we got a little bonus boost from it because it had this jetting effect, and a comet would have even more of that. And I think that was one of the coolest things we learned from that, you know, if the body's icy, we get a little boost from it because it kind of has its own rockets that really help us move its trajectory even more. And I think that's probably the most important thing we learned from this.
We're talking to astrophysicist Dr. Ryan Ogliori from Washington University. And we did see last week when the impact happened, and we got to see some very cool video as the DART spacecraft was making that kinetic impact with the asteroid. But what information did we learn today?
Yeah, so today I think the news that came out today is that it moved the orbit by, you know, 2 to 3 times more than they thought it would. So the DART stands for double asteroid. So this is a smaller asteroid orbiting a bigger asteroid. And the reason that this spacecraft targeted that was that we could see very, very small changes in its orbit more easily because we can calculate that orbit around that larger asteroid. So that's about 12 hours. And, you know, we thought it might change that orbit by 10 minutes if we're fortunate, if we hit it right in the middle. But it changed by more like 30, 32 minutes. So it was even more than we thought, which is great news.
Right. So explain what that means, because as I was reading that, I think the asteroid that the DART spacecraft impacted was called Dimorphos. But it, yep, as you mentioned, it shortened that orbit, or its trajectory rather, by 32 minutes instead of 10 minutes. But what does that mean in layman's terms? In other words, why was this such a success?
Yeah, it seems like a relatively simple physics problem. This is why I like this stuff so much, because it seems so simple at the surface. Like, I'm hitting an object with another object, and, you know, going back to intro physics, we're transferring momentum. It's mass times its velocity vector. But it's way more complicated than that, because the material properties of the asteroid matter. If it has ice beneath its surface, other things like that will cause pluming and what we call impact jetting, and this can either add or possibly take away from that momentum transfer. So it's this beautifully complicated problem that seems simple on the surface and could lead to an effect that's 3 times larger than we thought based off of like the physics we knew at the time. So it was surprising in a good way. And it tells us lots about asteroids, too, which I like to hear as well.
Whenever we talk about trajectories, I'm reminded in the 1980s, there was a Korean Airlines aircraft that mistakenly flew over the Soviet Union, and it was shot down. And I remember reading about this aircraft because it had the smallest, minutest error in its guidance system. But when you multiply that over 2,000 miles of a trip, that small, minute error became a very large trajectory miscalculation because of the distance involved. So when you're talking about the situation where the trajectory of an asteroid is going to be altered, even though it seems like it may be a small amount, over a distance, that's going to get larger and larger, isn't it?
That's right. So we need to move it by thousands of miles, 10,000 miles by the time it gets to Earth. And if we can hit it, you know, very far away, it's essentially that long triangle with that long leg being the distance from us to the asteroid. And so that's why a relatively simple mission like this will work, as long as we can detect these things early. And that's the hard part, because we can't just kind of see them accidentally. You know, it's not going to be like in the movies where somebody in their backyard spots these things with their telescope, because they're small and they're dark and they're moving close to the sun and they're very hard to see. So there are new telescopes coming online that are specifically dedicated to planetary defense. Shockingly, this is a relatively new priority for NASA, defending our home planet, which seems like a good idea. So as long as we have that, we're doing okay. And again, that's why the Oort cloud comets are the real threat to me, I think.
I understand that. So we're talking to astrophysicist Dr. Ryan Ogliori from Washington University. And in the couple of minutes we have left here, Doctor, I wanted to switch topics slightly, because you and I, we've talked about the James Webb telescope on several occasions, but the original space telescope, Hubble, it's still out there getting it done. But is there a problem right now with the orbit of Hubble?
Yeah, so Hubble is orbiting around the Earth, unlike James Webb, which is orbiting the sun and further from the Earth. And so anything that orbits the Earth, you know, the atmosphere just doesn't end suddenly. It's kind of a gradient. So there's a little bit of atmospheric gases where Hubble is orbiting, and that's causing it drag on the telescope and causing that orbit to decay. And so that happens naturally. And back when we had the space shuttle, we would go up and attach the space shuttle to Hubble and fire the shuttle's thrusters and move that orbit back up to its nominal altitude, which is about 350 miles. So since 2010, I think, is when the shuttle was decommissioned. 2009 was the last mission to Hubble. So since then, it's degraded a bit. And if we don't do anything about it, we'll lose Hubble in 10 years or so, end of next decade. So there needs to be some kind of fix, else we will lose the Hubble Space Telescope, which really is a complement to James Webb.
Right.
And James Webb isn't meant to replace Hubble.
Right, because we've talked before, the James Webb really operates on different wavelengths than does Hubble.
That's right. Yeah, James Webb looks mostly in the infrared, so these are longer wavelengths. And we see these really cool pictures from James Webb that look sharper. Sometimes you can see comparisons between Hubble and James Webb, and that's because James Webb can see through the dust. That longer wavelength light can see through the dust where the Hubble sees the dust, but it also can see some different physics, different processes that James Webb can't see. So we really need both of them to do the best science.
Now, I understand that NASA is actually maybe at the very beginning stages of talking to SpaceX. What do you know about what's being discussed with SpaceX?
Yeah, so I think the idea is to kind of have SpaceX do what the space shuttle Atlantis did in 2009. So they would go up there, possibly with a crew, and attach the Dragon capsule to the Hubble Space Telescope and lift it back up to that orbit of about 350 miles. It's about 320 miles right now, or 330. So basically that SpaceX Dragon capsule would take the place of the space shuttle to do that lift maneuver. And of course, there's an enormous amount of engineering involved, and that's what they're going to do over the next few months and figure out if this is possible. And if they need a crew up there, I imagine they do. I can't picture how they do it without a crew to do that. And if you remember the Hubble servicing missions from the 90s, those guys trained and women trained for many, many months to do that. So it was an incredibly complicated thing. And I hope that these, it's called Polaris. So the Polaris is the crewed type of mission that SpaceX would enlist to do that. I hope they would do the same kind of training.
Is there any possibility that Bruce Willis could be on that flight?
I mean, William Shatner went up and Jeff Bezos thing, so anything's possible, I guess.
It's possible. And Dr. Ogliori, thank you so much for taking time with us. But if this is successful, let's just spitball here for a moment. If we can use a SpaceX craft like the space shuttle and move this up into a higher orbit, would that then extend the lifetime of the Hubble Space Telescope?
Yeah, it would give us, you know, 20, 30 more years.
Wow.
And this thing can do such fast science. And just like James Webb, like astronomers like me apply for time for Hubble. And like, I want 2 days on Hubble and I could do all this amazing science. It would take me 3 years to publish all this. So it can work so fast. It's still cutting edge. and I really hope they can do it.
Well, me too. And I'm thrilled that you take the time to talk to us, Dr. Ogliori. Of course, you're with Washington University, an astrophysicist there. Thank you so much for taking time with us this evening here on KMOX.
Great. Thank you, Brad.
I want to open the phone lines up. We're going to go to a break here. But what do you think about this? These two things that we talked about? We're defending the planet but from asteroids. We're sending up a SpaceX craft to push Hubble into a higher orbit. These are really cool things, and they're happening right now in real life. What do you think about that? 314-436-7900. Call or text at your service. Brad Young in with you this evening. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.